Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Or just stay off Facebook. What even political stuff I was talking about earlier about Facebook. It's just stupid people.
No, you,
stupid people.
You just dwell on the bad.
I had to share it with you guys. A couple of douchebags who don't like us. On Facebook, surprise.
Oh, there's more than a couple.
Hurts my feelings, really my feelings, you know.
In fact, you can go on any social media and find a lot of people that don't like us.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Whatever platform, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
More Facebook. More Facebook than anything, you know, because it's the old school medium. It's going the way of the tube TV, hopefully, Facebook is.
It kind of is.
It is. I mean, that's at least people are saying that. I think people can take, I mean, I've been reading more about that. About you still on Facebook? Well, we have to be because we have to be on every platform.
I still think it's the most used media platform.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it's not cool anymore.
It's not cool at all.
That's where your grandma's at.
Exactly.
If she's still alive,
it really is. It really is.
Well, I don't even think Twitter's cool enough for.
We're not talking about Instagram 14-year-old kids.
Yeah,
Twitter is where people are at.
I think the breakdown has become.
It might break eventually.
But. I think the breakdown has become like old folks are on Facebook.
Right.
You know, adults in their prime are on Twitter.
Right.
Kids are on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I think you're pretty much right. There's overlaps
sure.
and all that, but right. I think you're right.
If only they had numbers.
Well, that's. I think he's pushing right.
Yeah, that's from what I, you know, from what you read. Yeah. You know, that's
Facebook
those are the most popular platforms amongst those age groups.
Folk.
Yeah, I haven't had a demographic breakdown, but I know Facebook is far and away. The most used social media platform.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the 60-plus crowd adopted it.
People are bailing on
it. Yeah, grandma's on it.
Yeah. But we're all over it, all three of those, I guess. So, yeah, check them out. And feel free to hate on us because we get that.
Or, drop a nice comment.
Oh, yeah, nice comments.
If you're inclined.
Yeah. Well, most people are nice, and most people do listen to the show. You know, so I'm not really worried about that. We had a nice email, though, from a guy that... used to listen to T95, then he moved over to Kansas City, and he's a tattoo guy.
St. Louis. Here it is.
No, he's from. Right. He lives in Kansas City now. He used to work at a tattoo shop. Yeah,
long-time listener from the T95 area, streaming. When I moved to KC. Yesterday's topic on ethics of sleeping with clientele.
Yeah, we're talking mainly about. It was originally about therapists. Craig did a story about that, and then we were talking about how trainers will do it.
Yeah, that was in the appetizer this morning too.
Oh, it was an appetizer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and. When I was doing physical therapy, I had a woman who was a physical
therapist. And you were easy.
And we had a talk. I said, I'm sure you get a lot of guys.
Sleaze on you.
Have a relationship. They want to be your boyfriend.
Right.
And, in any kind of intimate situation like that, I can see where that happens.
Yep.
And that was your icebreaker, and then you were in with her?
Yeah. No.
I'm not that guy.
She's a lot of guys, but not you, Todd.
No, no, no. Well, you, I shouldn't even bring it
you
up.
You shouldn't have brought that. Well, that was, you left a big opening there.
Yeah, I did.
So do you like guys, they want to be your boyfriend? That was like an opening there. You don't say that.
Not really.
I know you were looking for a girlfriend. I get it. You're a married man.
We were.
But the fact is, you can't, even saying that sounded creepy.
8 months into our relationship.
Right.
So we talk about anything.
Right.
Okay. So this guy lived in St. Louis.
I asked a massage therapist of mine years ago, do guys chub up? I got to know her pretty well after, for a while, then I finally asked her that. She goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, I just throw a towel on it.
And you rolled over.
I said, well, you better throw a towel on this.
Do they chub like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she just flicked it.
And she flicked it.
Okay, so years ago.
She was a strong woman and it hurt, yeah.
Yeah, lived in St. Louis. Worked at a tattoo shop. I used to take home different women every week, sometimes more than one.
You tattoo hussies.
After a few months of this, the owner of the shop told me I could no longer do this, even though we had no policy at the shop about this one. This one was created because of me. Downside, it only applied to me. All of the other artists in the shop could still date or sleep with clients, just not me. The reason was this. Usually the women...
He's too good. Suddenly this guy's bragging a little bit.
It is. Would show back up at the shop for another go-around. After a while, the multiple women I'd been with would show up at the same time and start talking to each other. Not good. Jealousy ensued. He must be a piece of ass.
It just means like, it sounds like all these chicks come in there just banging everybody.
Yeah.
Bunch of sluts showing up there.
Name-calling, no actual fights.
Sexual enthusiasts.
Thank you, Craig.
For this reason, I was banned from dating clients.
I would switch tattoo shops, man.
More bragging here.
Even though he says tattoo shops.
He's not bragging.
He's bragging.
Dennis Quaid and the age difference between him and his woman.
65 and 26.
I am 46, dating a 24-year-old.
Man.
A little over a year now.
How do you talk about?
What a wild ride this is. I'm loving every minute
of
it.
Oh, he showed me the photo. Yeah, she's good looking.
Just for Todd, I have to use the millennial word. Millennials are, that's actually Craig that hates the millennial word, I think.
No, you hate it.
No, I don't hate the term.
Well, that's what Craig,
I just hate having to defend them all the time.
Yeah,
I just hate that millennials get bashed an inordinate amount. Millennials are into some crazy, kinky sex.
All of them?
She told me all her girlfriends are into pretty much the same thing she likes. They're very open-minded about bringing other women into the bedroom, but don't really want another guy. I've hit the freaking jackpot. And then he attached a photo of her.
Yeah, at least he told us which one it was.
Yeah.
There's a picture of three chicks there, and if you put the social media, when women put their photo up, you got to point out who you are, you know.
Keep up the great work.
She's a pretty girl.
In the words of Craig, I hope you live forever.
Thank you. That is a nice letter, and you do listen. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that. You listen anywhere in the country on your podcast or streaming, blah, blah, blah. If they fixed all that, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, Trent makes a good point here. Yeah. Middle-aged people on Twitter, Instagram, the young pups. TikTok.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's real
young.
That's
really
my daughter,
new one.
Man. She's 15 or 17.
Are those short videos?
Yeah, they're real quick. Little things.
So they kind of took the place of, because Vine went away.
Yeah, little quick dance things.
Yeah.
And they're pretty cool if you're that age. Yeah.
Yeah, if you like little
But
quick
that's little kid stuff.
Dance things.
Yeah. And big time. Yeah. That's teenage girl stuff.
That's about all I can dance for is 6 or 7 seconds.
I mean, I'm on a TikTok video somewhere.
Yeah. No, I can't even dance for 6 or 7 seconds.
It's not.
Are you? Can we find you on TikTok?
I'm not going to say where because I want people to get on there because I try to protect my kids from our listeners are horrible.
Here's my dad with his head on a swivel at the South Dakota State campus.
No. That's not the TikTok. She wasn't paying attention to me at all. That'd be my wife. She doesn't do TikTok. No, I'm not going to.
This is my mom beating my dad's ass.
I've been reading way too much crap on the internet. I'm going to protect the kids there while they still are young and innocent from our stupid, haters. Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. Bill Macy, did you get that list out there? Bill Macy?
Haven't heard.
Well, he said LD finally got to it, Naked LD.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, then I'm
Skin
sure he
Dog. He said yesterday Skin Dog was getting to it.
That's 40, Bill Macy.
40-some people had Bill Macy. Not William
actor,
H. Macy.
Not William H. Macy.
No.
The son of the husband, the imprisoned Felicity Huffman.
You know, this situation with her, and I'm just spitballing that this, since we're all married, this might have been what happened here. I would think that he probably thought, you know what, honey, you shouldn't do this.
Oh,
honey,
absolutely.
This is crap. You shouldn't do this. I'm going to do this because everybody's been married. I'm not saying guys aren't bitches too. But in this situation, I bet he was like, honey, don't do this. Please don't do this.
The kids might have even said, Mom, don't do this.
And then the ultimate thing happened. She got busted. I mean, it's not going to hurt his career any because he's a famous, really, really, really good actor. And you can't pay for your wife's sins in that situation. But, you know, he's just pissed every day.
I don't think any of these kids really.
Well, we
really
don't know where the kids are at. Yeah, they might not want
to. Yeah, with all their heart wanted to get into USC. It was more for mom.
Well, I think this was just. That was just paying for the correct ACT scores, SAT scores. But the girl, the kids are dressed up like rowers. They're complicit.
They're complicit. If I remember the story correctly, I think that those were Photoshop photos. They didn't even dress up and pose. They just put their face
photos. Felicity Huffman just did. They paid for that. They didn't do that. They just paid
That was Lori Loughlin.
So it could have been done without their knowledge.
Yeah. Well, and I just saw this morning, they said those kids at Lori Loughlin's aren't even at USC anymore.
No, they're not.
No. And I saw a ton after Felicity Huffman got 14 days, like three or four non-famous people, rich people showed up to plea, because they're just not going to mess around anymore.
Yeah, it's not just Hollywood liberals.
No. There's a ton of conservatives with money did the same thing.
It's money.
Right?
It's just people with money.
It's all it was. It's money people.
There's nothing political at all. Yeah. It's just rich people.
They're the rich elites, people.
Privileged. Yes.
The elites.
I think William H. Macy has a hand in that relationship for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember the time you had to go to jail because you did something I told you not to do? I'm going to go do this now. Shut up.
You know that 2 weeks you're in jail, honey?
Yeah.
We're calling that a hall pass.
Yeah.
I'm in charge now.
And I don't know. I'm just looking from the outside of what might have happened there because he was never implicated or charged.
So. Look at me. I am the captain now.
I think Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin wanted their kids in USC more than the kids really wanted to go to USC.
I don't know if her kid went to USC or not.
But I don't know.
Felicity Huffman. I don't know about
who was the
Lori Loughlin's USC, right?
Yeah. The Instagram
USC.
That was Lori Loughlin's kid.
Oh yeah, because there was a quote. I heard a soundbite of her.
I want to go to the games and the parties before the games.
Well, that's a lot of people in college.
I know, but you know what you can do?
That's 60% of people in college.
You can go to the games and you can go to the parties before the games without enrolling in college.
She was just a kid.
I know.
She was just a kid, She's a stupid 18-year-old
kid. Yeah, but she's a spoiled, rich
bitch. Of course she is.
Bitch.
Of course she is.
I think when that story broke, they said...
Lori Loughlin and Massimo are the guilty parties here,
That kid was on some rich prick's yacht when that story broke.
Right.
No, she was on like a big... One of the guys that had a job at USC. He was one of the what they call those.
I'm just gonna reserve my sympathy for her because she does not deserve.
Well, none of them do actually. None of them do. Mine is for William H. Macy.
Yeah, I can do that.
My sympathy is for old William H. Macy.
Well, you don't have
Shameless
to be
is coming back.
Sympathetic anymore because he is in charge.
Yeah, he's in charge now. He's in charge now. All right, Greg Evans, Petey Mac. Patriots won, didn't watch one play, which is cool. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.